This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So let's hit the guest line right now, and let's welcome aboard Dave Lapham, Bengals Radio Network. Cincinnati off to a 2-0 start here in 2018. Hey, Dave, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, Taz, the Moose, how you doing, guys?
We're doing well. We're doing well, and the Bengals are doing well. What's impressed you the most, Dave, here about this Bengals team, besides the fact that they're 2-0 here the first couple weeks of the NFL season?
Well, in week one, it was the resiliency. You know, they took a two-score deficit and turned it into a two-score victory by outscoring the Indianapolis Colts 17-0 in the fourth quarter. And in this football game, I think it was getting off to the fast start that they knew they had to get off to. You know, they really jumped on the Baltimore Ravens with both feet. And then, you know, usually these football games are decided by one score, 8 points or less. Since 2010, 12 or 16 have been decided by 8 points or less going into last night's football game. And so it tightened up. But then when they had to, they made another defensive play when the game was on the line. You know, last week against Indianapolis, it was the Clayton Fedulin forced fumble, fumble recovery, touchdown. And then against the Ravens, it was Sean Williams coming on a slot corner blitz from the backside, tomahawk chopping the ball out of there, and Drake Kirkpatrick falling on it. You know, they had key takeaways at opportune moments of the football game to close things out.
Hey, so Dave, what do you think, man, makes this Bengals team feel different than years past? Because I feel they're different too. I have them picked to win the AFC North. Me, Percy's. I'm buying in. What do you think makes them? What feels different than years past?
Well, I know first and foremost they're young. I mean, they've got 35 guys in their 53-man roster, 25 years old or less. Mm. So they're really a young, enthusiastic, energetic football team. And they did retain Marvin Lewis, but he blew up the coaching staff. You know, and he's got six new coaches, so players are being evaluated by different eyes. Guys are bringing new techniques to the table. Players are buying what the coaches are selling. It's just they rebooted. It's just a new enthusiasm, and, they're really getting after opponents at this point in time.
You know, Dave, with the quarterback Dalton, who has had, great regular season success individually, team-wise, obviously not postseason success, and has faced a fair amount of criticism. From your eyes, from your perspective, being around the team, covering the team, how good do you think Andy Dalton is?
I think he's really good in terms of, seeing the football field and getting the team in the right plays and doing the kind of things necessary. I mean, Don Wink Martindale, the new defensive coordinator, he's Rex Ryan Jr. I mean, he was blitzing 50% of the time in the preseason. I mean, he was bringing the house. And that's Andy Dalton's strength. And when the Bengals busted out those three straight touchdown passes to A.J. Green, Andy Dalton was just reading the heck out of pre-snap looks on the blitz, designating the blitzer, changing protections, changing plays. And that's his game. He was getting the ball out, quick rhythm. Ball was out of his hand right now. He knew that they were going to bring one more than the Bengals could block. He knew he was responsible for that guy. They ran sight adjust routes, hot read routes, kind of thing, and they made the Ravens flinch.
Dave, do you think
Martindale turned into Blink Martindale? He stopped blitzing. he rushed four and dropped seven. Totally different than what they've been doing. And so I think that Andy Dalton sees the football field and knows his offense and knows what defenses are trying to do to his offense as well as any quarterback in the league. He has a high football IQ.
Do you think he's faced too much criticism?
I do. I mean, the guy's won a lot of games. He's got the best winning percentage of any Bengal quarterback in history, career-wise. And, I think he's a victim of a bunch of circumstances. Some games he hasn't played very well in the national spotlight. And in some games, his teammates haven't supported him. But in 2015, when he was getting adequate protection, he was on the verge of MVP conversation. I mean, they start off 8-0, and he was playing great, and then he broke his thumb against the Pittsburgh Steelers, making a tackle after a freak interception. And I do think he has the ability to play at that level. I mean, starter in high school, he went 17-1. He went 42-7 at TCU. And he's never had three straight losing seasons at any level of any sport in his entire career. The guy does know how to win and lead his team.
Yeah, and I was saying earlier, Dave, to Moose, I feel like, I don't know Andy Dalton, but just watch him. He seems like he plays a chip on his shoulder, you know. Hey, so let me ask you about the head cheese there, the head coach, Marvin Lewis, right? After all these years, right, the locker room, he seems like a player's coach. Are they still buying in these young kids? You said the team's young. Are they still buying in to, what Marvin Lewis is selling?
Yeah, I think they are. And I think, when the conversation came out that Marvin Lewis was moving on, after they get crushed two weeks in a row by the Chicago Bears and Minnesota Vikings, the team really responded the last two games of the season. And, they knocked the Detroit Lions out of the playoffs. They knocked the Baltimore Ravens out of the playoffs. And that was the thing that was encouraging. The Ravens came in with some blood in their eye about how the Bengals beat them December 31st last year. Knocked them out of the playoffs, and the Bengals came out and smoked them early with a 21-0 lead. So I think that they played really, really hard. They played well, and they were playing for their coach the last couple of games. Come from behind wins in the fourth quarter in that season. They had a come from behind win in the fourth quarter against the Indianapolis Colts to start the season. So, they realized that in the NFL, it's close games. You have to play well in the fourth quarter. You have to close them out. And they're definitely buying what Marvin's selling at this juncture. There's no doubt.
Taz and the Moose here being joined by Dave Lapham, Bengals Radio Network, Cincinnati, with the 34-23 victory over the Baltimore Ravens last night. Dave, you mentioned in terms of Lewis and changing up the coaching staff, and Marvin has been the longtime Bengals head coach. For the Bengal fan, though, are they happy to see Marvin back on the sideline, or did they want to see some sort of change at the head coach spot?
Probably the fan base, the highest percentage of the fan base, the majority of them probably did want to see, that change. But I think Mike Brown and Marvin Lewis in their discussions, I think they both thought that there'd be more turnover than there was at the end of last season. And when they just met about it and talked it over, said, it might be best if we just continue this thing. And then they made quite a few decisions, like blow up the coaching staff, blow up the offensive line. Four new starters last night. Clint Bowling's the only guy that started the position that he played last year. So they rebooted and retooled the entire thing. And really, when you look at it, the head coach, the interaction with the head coach to player is probably the least of any dynamic in the coaching staff. I mean, the assistants spend all the time with them in the meeting room. Strength and conditioning coaches spend the most time than any of them with the players because, they're working with them the entire off season. And so, the head coach, obviously he's the mouthpiece, he's the face and all that sort of thing, but making all the changes in the coaching staff they made had to be done. He had to retool the whole scenario. And I think picking up Frank Pollard from the Dallas Cowboys, this offensive line is playing light years more aggressive than they have in the last few years. I mean, this guy knows what he's doing. The offensive line really believes in what he's teaching them for sure.
Hey, so Dave, right, the Steelers, the Chiefs are coming into town and to Pittsburgh there to play the Steelers. I got to ask you, this Bengals squad, when the time comes here to deal with the Steelers, I know the Steelers coming off that weird tie with the Browns. Can this reinvigorated Bengals squad deal with this Steel team? How would they deal with them, in your opinion?
That's going to be the interesting one because, my observation, as having played in the league, the Steelers are in the Bengals' head. The Bengals are in the Ravens' head. I mean, the Steelers and Ravens, the Steelers will tell you the Ravens just, every time they match up, it's just a bloodbath. The Bengals have won 8 of the last 10 matchups with the Baltimore Ravens. Pittsburgh Steelers handle the Bengals that way. It's weird how, some teams match up and some teams match up differently in the National Football League. Right now, the Bengals continue to – the Ravens continue to have the Bengals in their head. It's going to be interesting to see if the Bengals can get the Steelers out of their head and just play football.
Dave, we talked about it. With all the – even if the Bengals say they win the division and we're putting the cart before the horse off to the 2-0 start – You know, how much pressure do you think this organization is facing to have some sort of postseason success? Because, as you mentioned, Dalton's won a lot. I mean, the Bengals have won a lot with him at quarterback. What about the pressure on this team to do something come January?
Yeah, that's going to be, obviously, the big load on the shoulders of everybody. And I think the message is going to be addressing the youth again. A lot of guys in the locker room, they didn't experience any of that.
That's true.
I mean, it's like Andy Dalton, A.J. Green, some of those guys since 2011, the guys that were drafted in that draft class, they're the old men on the team, and they're barely 30 years old. So, they experienced five of the losses, but, not all the other stuff, not even the beginning of Marvin Lewis's losses as a head coach with the football teams, So I think the message is going to be, look, you're going to hear a lot of outside noise. Now, this franchise can't win, this franchise can't do that. You guys have had nothing to do with it. So all you young guys, just go out and play like you played this year. Let's just go out and play football.
Hey, Dave, we're tight on time. I have a quick question. I want to ask you about that young center who got hurt. Yes, I saw him play at Ohio State, Billy Price. Special old lineman, special center, right?
No question. I mean, he's smart. He's dedicated to the craft. I think he's going to be a hell of a pro. Looks like an ankle injury that's not – real, real severe.
Good, good.
And, one of the unsung heroes of the game, Trey Hopkins, kid out of Texas, college free agent, went in there and he's the backup at both centers and both guards and center position. He went out there and performed really, really well. And that's what you have to have. And that's a man up in the NFL for sure.
Dave, 30 seconds here. How do you spend a Sunday without Bengal football?
Watching football. I'm a junkie, man.
Dude, you're passionate. I've heard your calls. I've heard your calls.
I'm watching NFL.
Do you watch games by yourself, Dave, or you have friends and family come over?
Both. I watch some by myself and, watch it like I watch it. I don't follow the football. I try to look at everything else
and see
why the play was a success or a failure.
Hey, Dave, you're screaming at home like you do in the booth? You get so excited. I love your passion.
I played for the Bengals for 10 years. It's like you root for your high school team, root for your college team, and, root for the home team. It's home radio. I just enjoy it. I do, though. I get excited. I just love football.
Yeah,
big plays,
Dave,
man. I get juiced up about big plays.
Yeah, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the football this weekend, all right?
Thanks, guys.
Dave Lapham.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.